Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
One battle after another, and Hamnet were the big winners at the Golden Globes. Those happened last night, and they were indirectly programmed against the Patriots game. So John didn't get to watch that, yeah.
What was the second word you said?
Hamnet. Hamnet. Which I'd heard of this movie.
It's about Shakespeare.
It's about Shakespeare.
Hamnet.
Yeah,
Hamnet.
Not Hamlet.
Not Hamnet. Hamlet, but Hamnet. The Golden Globes were, they were pretty tame. I thought Nikki Glaser, she came out and hosted. She did a fine job. Everything was pretty light.
I didn't get to hear her opening monologue, even though I'd been teased with it.
We got a little of it.
But I did somehow see her singing a song and went, oh that's terrible.
They just, that was the bit, was that it was terrible, and then Fran Drescher came out.
Here you go.
I'm Nikki Glaser, and just like Wicked, I'm back for a sequel. Just like Frankenstein, I've been pieced together by an unlicensed European surgeon, and...
Cute.
It's good work. And just like the podcasters nominated tonight, I should not be allowed to be this close to Julia Roberts. That's not right. I cannot believe the amount of star power we have in this room tonight. It's insane. There are so many A-listers. And by A-listers, I do mean people who are on A-list that has been heavily redacted. But yes. And the Golden Globe for best editing goes to the Justice Department. Yes, congratulations.
That's about as heavy as it got.
And the award for most editing goes to CBS News. Yes, CBS News, America's newest place to see BS News.
Nicely done.
Very well done.
She also, she was pretty funny with Leo DiCaprio. Do you?
That was my favorite joke.
Yeah, it was good.
Leonardo DiCaprio is here for one man bun after another.
Man bun.
Hi, Leo. How good was Leo in one battle? I mean, it's insane. So good. So vaping good. What a career you've had. I mean, countless iconic performances. You've worked with every great director. You've won 3 Golden Globes, an Oscar. And the most impressive thing is that you were able to accomplish all of that before your girlfriend turned 30. I mean, it's just insane.
Do you have the part afterward where she cannot find one thing about him on the internet?
Oh, she's
like, that's what I love.
She goes, I'm sorry I went in for the girlfriend joke. I literally can't find anything else about you.
Open up, bro. I loved it.
It's super smart of him, though. That is how he keeps his acting characters from being influenced. You know, like you see someone and you go, oh, that guy's also the guy I saw at, you know, 7-Eleven in the tabloids.
Right.
There's nothing with that.
No, nothing. All we know about him is yachts and supermodels and chicks under 27. Mm. So the overall, a pretty tame affair.
Wait, so we're not going to hear that part?
We just did it.
She said that the most interesting thing she could find about him was from an article from the 90s in Teen Beat. And she asked him, is your favorite food still pasta, pasta, and more pasta? And he was like, yeah, it is. Good research.
And she kept reiterating that was real. That was really something.
Teen Beat was a thing.
It certainly was.
Oh,
Teen
funny.
Beat, Tiger Beat. Remember they would have a pull-out poster? Oh, so
no, funny. I don't. I didn't. read it. What? I read skateboarding magazines, but
did they have a pull-out poster?
Yes, they had pull-out posters in those too.
Actually, I have a Christian Hasoy from a magazine.
Is that right?
Of him doing his, you know, his kick up.
Christ Air.
Yeah.
As for winners at the Globes last night, Hamnet was named Best Drama. One Battle After Another won Best Musical or Comedy, you know, because of all the singing and laughter.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sinners won Cinematic and Box Office Achievement, otherwise known as Best Movie People Actually Saw. One Battle had a good night overall. It also took supporting actress for Teyana Taylor, best director and screenplay for Paul Thomas Anderson. K-pop Demon Hunters was named the best animated flick, and Golden won best original song. And so a couple notes about, there was a ton of like ugly crying. And the girl who got up there, I guess she sang the song. She gets up there and there's four or five other people who were with her behind, you know, the winning of this song. And she just is sobbing, cannot get a coherent thought out of her mouth. Finally, one guy kind of pushes over to try to say something. Thank you to Sony or thank, you know, whoever.
Was that the short white guy?
The short white guy.
I saw 1 second of this and it was the song that she sings.
Yep.
And he's talking about it. And I thought, what is that guy doing?
You literally saw the 1 second that anyone besides her was sobbing into that microphone.
He was trying to get the plugs in.
Shoves him to the side. Like she, and goes back to crying incoherently. Like it was, oh, and then in between, as each award is announced and the person is making their way down from the tables, they did this thing where they took like what sounded like a horrible morning show, making comments and trying to be hilarious as like voiceover between, it's two dudes who can't get a complete sentence out talking about, because they used to call it the voice of God.
The voice of God is like, oh,
this is the third nomination for a Golden Globe. And this is their first win. And also known for their work in, you know, whatever, some kind of scripted thing for the person who won. These two are just like, bah, 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 bah. It was so distracting and so bad.
It was
bad. Actually started to laugh at. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear what they have to say about this.
And they stumbled over, you know.
Horrible.
I mean,
couldn't get the names right.
Yeah, their deal. Like they're supposed to be doing that. It was so weird.
It was very weird. Don't do that again.
Other weird thing that you didn't notice was there was this. You know, normally they have like a woman who takes the people backstage and everything.
The person who walks you on
yes,
and off
walks
the stage.
Them on and off. They had this dude who was like Benson Boone lookalike doing it with this, you know, little hipster mustache.
Are you sure it wasn't Benson Boone?
No, I'm sure it wasn't Benson Boone.
I didn't notice this person at
all. No, it was weird. It was just, I don't know why it bothered me so much. I'm just, what is he's distracting. You know, like just.
You liked him.
He didn't like him.
Oh, you didn't like him.
Did not like him.
Oh, okay.
There was a podcast portion of the show. Mm. And actually, Nikki did a really funny little sort of video bit about it, about how
podcast ads.
It was very funny. And Amy Poehler defeated her ex-husband when Good Hang won over Smartless, over Will Arnett's.
I've never heard hers. I've heard Smartless because my wife listens to it. But is Amy's great?
It's great.
She's good. I mean, she's obviously good.
But it's, I mean, the podcast industry is kind of like with the celebrity podcasters, you know, because and she even made a joke about like, she said NPR, bunch of celebrities just calling it in.
Right.
And that's what people say in the industry about the celebrity podcast. Like, well, they just get on the mic, call it in.
To be fair, that's happened. A lot of companies have thrown money at big names who could not carry 10 minutes, much less an entire, you know, daily podcast.
And I've worked with a lot of them. But they, you know, we just, you know, wouldn't I see like a true crime podcast up for this? Something besides the celebrity stuff.
All right. Well, they had to start somewhere.
Well, the whole list is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so you can go and check that out.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.